Looking to get a deal done. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. That deal to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with the details.
Congressional leaders say they have reached an agreement on a top-line budget that keeps the government funding for 2024. Again, these are just top-line numbers. This is not a final deal yet, and it does not include the supplemental bill that would strengthen the southern border and provide money for Israel and Ukraine. This bill will likely face opposition from conservatives in the House.
The nearly $1.6 trillion includes $886 billion for defense and $704 billion for non-defense. Criticism continuing to be leveled at Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin for not telling the White House he was hospitalized last week.
Secretary Austin has been hospitalized following complications after an elective surgery. However, the White House, National Security Council, and Congress were never told he was in the hospital. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Langford said on Fox News Sunday what Austin did say is actually worse.
We're at a time of a lot of turmoil internationally, and suddenly have the Secretary of Defense, more than just a matter of wasn't there, actually sent over false information saying I'm working from home when he's not actually available at all. That's a whole different issue.
Austin released a statement Saturday claiming responsibility for his failure to tell the president where he was. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Fox News confirming the Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, who was on a previously scheduled vacation in Puerto Rico, also was not told the secretary was hospitalized until Thursday. And a 28-year-old man and four young children dying in a house fire this weekend near the community of Matthias, West Virginia. One woman was able to escape the fire, taken to the hospital. The children, aged in range from 1 to 5, the cause of the fire ruled undetermined due to extensive structural damage. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Federal regulators say a chunk of fuselage and a door plug that blew out of Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft have been found in a teacher's backyard.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug. Woo. Thank you, Bob. Bob, I will not give you Bob's last name, but Bob contacted us at witness@ntsb.gov.
That's National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on a trip through the Middle East trying to prevent the expansion of the Israel-Hamas war. At a news conference in Qatar, he called for compassion for Palestinian civilians.
We have been intensely focused on working to prevent the conflict from spreading. And that is indeed a major focus of what is now my fourth visit to the region since October 7th.
And Blinken also assured Arab leaders this weekend Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. A major winter storm dumping snow in parts of the Northeast and big concerns overnight about refreeze of the roads. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Manchester, New Hampshire.
The priorities now for us in New England and really in New Hampshire where we are is trying to make sure these roads are cleared of snow and the roads and sidewalks are less slippery. So New Hampshire's Department of Transportation, they've got about 300 trucks at least clearing snow and salting the roads tonight. We're starting to see pavement, which is good, even though snow still coming down at times. But we know things were slippery out there for a while because state police police responded to more than 100 weather-related incidents, many of those incidents being people spinning out on the roads in their cars. But despite all of the challenges the storm has brought, some people have been hoping for this and praying for it because it's been a while since we've had a storm like this that brought a good amount of snow.
I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.